Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. Country singer, songwriter, and guitarist Sean Mettler has experienced the sweet taste of success as well as the cruelty of the music biz. At 16, a young Jason Williams joined Sean's band near his hometown in Forsyth, Georgia. Williams was quickly discovered, left the band to go to Nashville, dropped his last name, and after a few years became a country superstar known as Jason Aldean. Meanwhile, Sean never got the call to join Jason as his guitarist, but after a few ups and downs in Nashville, things are headed in the right direction for Sean right here in Forsyth County. Last month, he won the Forsyth County Entertainment Awards Country Folk Artist of the Year. This week, his face graced the cover of Relish magazine, and he's just formed a new band. You can hear Sean in concert Friday, August 10th at the Oasis Cafe in Rural Hall, and on August 24th, he'll perform at the BB&T Ballpark, and later that night at Big Shots Tavern in Clemens. Here's part two of our conversation. It seems like most of these tunes, there's an element of vulnerability in there, thinking of Keep On Keeping On and the line, God knows I lose my way, but, more than a little. Is that important to you, kind of revealing that sort of thing?
It's incredibly important to me. That, and a little backlog on that song is that I was fortunate enough to be able to record that song, and that was written by a songwriter in Nashville named Brett James. And Brett James is probably one of the most successful and most prominent and well-respected songwriters in all of Nashville. For example, he's written songs like Jesus Take the Wheel for Carrie Underwood, that little tune there that people may recognize.
Oh, that little ditty.
Right. And what makes it more personal for me is that when my mother was going through breast cancer treatments and struggling to survive from that disease, she would always say, keep on keeping on, the last thing she would say, on the phone or if you visited with her. And she would just tell everybody that, And so she passed away 3 years ago now from breast cancer. But the last year, somewhere along the line, I came across that song and I heard it and everything clicked. And God knows I lose my way more than a little. That line had a lot to do with me because, I struggle with coping with that. And, I'm a real person. I'm not a superhero comic book character or anything. I turn to things that were not good for me and heavy drinking and drug use and things that just trying to ease some kind of pain or find some sort of relief. I don't know. Just as confused young man as anybody else at that situation. And, when I heard that song, it just hit me, just floored me. So I knew I needed to record it. And then I want to say that when I did record it, before it was all the way mixed and done and she was passing away, it was not, didn't have much more time with her. And I took that recording and we went down to Georgia to the hospice where she was in. And she couldn't talk or move. And I played that for her, but she could hear. So when she heard that song, she started tapping her finger, in her little toes. Her foot was moving a little bit. And that's one of those spiritual experiences, one of those God moments in life where music can do things like that. Only through a song, and I'll say a country song, can you get an effect like that. And I mean, for that moment, Mom was tapping to the music, and in spirit, she was dancing around the kitchen like she used to do when I was a kid, just boogie-woogie, even though she was laying in that bed. So I gave her that, and she knew. She made the connection. That's what she used to say, and there it was.
Oh, I guess if I've learned anything at all, you try to find faith.
Sean Mettler. You can hear Sean, the hardest working man in country music, live in concert Friday, August 10th at the Oasis Cafe in Rural Hall. On Friday, August 24th, he'll perform at the BB&T Ballpark, and then later that night, Sean will be at the Big Shots Tavern in Clemens. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.